Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yes, indeed, we are Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Glad you're with us. It's Friday, 2.07 PM on May the 6th. All right, but then this whole Birmingham, Huntsville, really the rest of the state kind of thing. I'm going to call this next few minutes here a tale of two cities. Because, you see, leadership, it matters. And let me be clear, I have no patience for leadership that passes the buck. If you heard the show yesterday, you may have caught the latest issue that I took with liberal leadership in Birmingham. That's Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, I like to call him. In the midst of a discussion on things that liberals say, basically owning them with their own words, I played a clip of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin discussing his feelings on Alabama's abortion law. He recently put out on his social media that in the wake of the leak of the Supreme Court draft opinion, the one that indicates that Roe v. Wade may soon be overturned, and if that happens, then the laws of the various states become enforceable on the issue of abortion. He put out on his social media, Woodfin did, he said that he's opposed to such a thing, that he demands that Congress take immediate action to codify Roe so the states won't have a say. Well, okay, whatever. I take that with a grain of salt. That's a perfect liberal talking point, one that anyone with half an ounce of understanding of political activity knows is just not going to happen. But it was the comments that I played during that same segment from Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin from his 2019 interview with a local media source regarding Alabama passing one of the strictest state laws against abortion that really got my attention. In 2019, Alabama became one of the landmark states that passed legislation to basically say that in the event of a reversal of Roe v. Wade, that we would no longer have abortions conducted in the state. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin said then that it made him sick, and that his city, Birmingham, would lose economic development that a still unnamed IT company had decided not to locate there. Sure, sure they did, just because of the abortion law. Well, according to Woodfin, Birmingham lost out on economic development and jobs solely because of a then-pending law on abortion. Well, I'm calling bunk on that. My point yesterday was that if that was the case, then Huntsville and Mobile and all the state would have shared his pain. And yet quite the opposite has occurred. Birmingham, under the watch of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, has shrunk. Its economy has gone down. Its crime rate has gone up. And it is no longer the largest city in the state. All on Woodfin's watch. Meanwhile, just an hour or so north, Huntsville and its surrounding communities have exploded in growth. New jobs, a rise in wages, and Huntsville is now the largest city in the state while Birmingham is barely clinging to second place. There's no difference in the application of the abortion laws. The whole state shares in that. It's a statewide law. I would hazard that the difference in those two cities is not abortion laws, not by a stretch, y'all. The difference is leadership. Leadership matters. The tone and tenor of a policy are often the reflection of the leader who presided over the period in which that policy took effect. And leadership matters the most, becomes the most visible, and is looked to by others more often when crisis looms. There's a noted author and lecturer who I really appreciate. Y'all may know him, Victor Davis Hanson. He said, quote, "The leadership of single individuals can still matter more than these seemingly inanimate forces, geniuses and inspired leaders who, when the planets line up, they can still, by their own genius or lack of it, themselves either win or lose wars." Well, Birmingham has shown little of that in its leadership, and it's a tragedy. Let me start by noting how important these two major cities, Birmingham and Huntsville, are to my own life, because I don't care about one less than the other. As an Army kid, I moved much of my life, but one of the consistencies that I had were the roots that I had among family in both Birmingham and Huntsville. In Birmingham, my paternal grandfather was a steel worker, and I spent many of my summers running barefoot around West Birmingham out in places like Wylam and Inslee and out towards Pleasant Grove. My uncle was a vice president at City Federal, which was headquartered in downtown Birmingham in its heyday. Iron Bowls, Barons Games, Tuxedo Junction, concerts at the BJCC. Birmingham is as deep in my heart and mind as any place in the world, and it's in trouble right now. But there was also Huntsville, where despite my family's military roots and the many moves, we managed to come back there almost every other tour. My maternal grandfather was the post commander at Redstone Arsenal. My father was a project manager at the Missile Command. I went to Chaffee Elementary. I moved away and came back to Grissom High School. I did my first year of college at UAH. I learned to drive in Huntsville. I worked at Parkway City Mall. I delivered pizza for Domino's. I went to Stars games. I loved UAH hockey, and I've eaten more Gibson's barbecue than I would care to say. The bottom line is I love both cities, but the differences that we see in their growth and success or their decline and their failure have nothing to do with whether or not the values of this state as a whole are reflective of an abortion-restricting law duly passed by the state legislature. Nothing at all. It has everything to do with whether or not the leadership of a community truly enacts policies that benefit the growth of the community in the form of things that benefit quality of life, like economic development, education, safety, and essential services. Well, Birmingham is faltering, even failing, because those things and more are not being done. Instead, the focus of their city leadership is to spend a great deal of time talking about legalizing marijuana, expanding entitlement programs, fighting abortion laws, cutting off churches who don't toe their line. It's a mess. Well, the Message translation of the Bible translates Proverbs 24:10 when it says, quote, "If you fall apart in a crisis, there was not much to you in the first place." Well, in Birmingham, there's a multifaceted existential crisis ongoing. The liberal leadership in Birmingham City Hall have combined with the effects of the coronavirus, the government shutdown of society, and racial and political intolerances, and the failing schools and the rising crime. They've all coalesced, and the social fabric of the city is falling apart. We are seeing in real time that the leadership of that great city have chosen not to own the problems, but they've just simply exacerbated them at every turn. If it were not for the epic growth of Huntsville and the foresight of its leadership under Mayor Battle and others who preceded him, perhaps we could look at Birmingham and wonder if maybe Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin is right. Maybe Birmingham's getting a raw deal somehow. Maybe it's outside factors that have contributed somehow to the decline of the Magic City. But no. Reality sets in quick when you realize that a mere look at the neighbor to the north strips away any credence to such buck passing. Birmingham is failing for lack of leadership. Period. End of story. Well, actually, I hope that's not the end of the story, because the people of that great city deserve better. But it starts with new leadership and new vision. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there it is. Yeah, I do love that city. I mean, I got a lot of memories down there. A lot. As many memories as I've got up here in the Huntsville area, I've got in the Birmingham area. I've got family still there. I mean, it's a tragedy what's happening to what used to be called the Pittsburgh of the South, a place where things happened and they went all over the world. And right now, they're struggling to keep people living there. Yeah. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.